We have, and from the Coffeyville Community College, the Director of Marketing, we have Chris Adams. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, we were talking a little bit before we came on there. I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday.
I did. So much food, lots of family and shopping, and just a little bit too short.
And I got to go see Bedlam, I heard, on Saturday. So that's always a good time to see those two teams play. I was at home screaming at the TV. So, because I'm originally from Oklahoma City. So so that's always a big game for me. So
we're cheering on the other side.
So it's a lot of fun, though. I love watching that game because it's just a great rivalry. Well, a lot of things going on. Well, I say a lot of things. Just a few things going on here on campus at Coffeyville. The semester is starting to wind down a little bit as we've reached December, but there's still a few things going on, including on December 8th. Looks like we have the concert going on. Lots of concerts.
Yes, and if you guys missed out on our choir concert before, this is a great opportunity to kind of catch up. They do a really great job of making it super inclusive and trying new things, and it was just a knockout concert last time. So it's definitely on my list of things that I'm going to go to.
And, of course, not only is the choir concert, that's going to be the band concert as well, and also the student recital, and that happens at 3 p.m. at the Spencer Rounds.
Yep, and it's free of charge, of course.
So it sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. Coming up on December 5th, and actually that was the 8th. I think I said the 3rd on that by accident. So that's on the 8th. Coming up on December 5th, you can send Christmas cards for $10.
Yeah, so our choir does this every year, kind of sporadically throughout the year. But it's a really cool way, A, for them to raise some money, and B, just to send some Christmas carols to somebody that you care about, or some friends, or a supervisor, or, you know, anyone really. Here in town, locally, the $10 gets you 3 songs and then a holiday card as well. And so if you are interested in that, that's something that you can contact Markel Porter. She's the one in charge of it. And her phone number is 620-252-7025.
So is it like they go to like the business or the person's house and they do 3 songs in front of their house, or is...
And it changes a little bit every year, but essentially you pay the $10 and then the students are going to show up at the area of business, or, you know, the home or nursing home, and sing the songs like right in front of that person.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, so it's always fun because when they come in, you can kind of choose around what time you want them to come in, and depending on their schedule, if they can make it work. But it's always just really cool.
That is very cool. I mean, especially if they go to like the nursing homes or something. You know, nursing homes, they love that kind of stuff. So that's a great thing. Again, you can call Markel Porter at 620-252-7025. $10 for 3 songs. That is a deal and a half. Coming up December 9th through the 11th, it's going to be time for everybody's dreading time, final exams.
Yeah, so this week is the last week of actual classes, and then next week we start up with our finals. And then after that, it's a pretty like quick kind of close up. December 12th is when our residence halls close, and then after that we'll be closed for Christmas break the 19th.
And everybody's going to be happy because, that's about 3 weeks off or somewhere around there. So everybody's happy.
Cue school's the final closed. Countdown.
Da-da-da-da. All right. So that is what's going on. And then we got a couple of basketball games coming up the next couple of days. In fact, let's see. Today's the 2nd. So the first one coming up on December 4th, they will be away. They won't be at home, but they'll be taking on Barton.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they play again on the 7th. Also away at Pratt.
And right now the men are 7-3. The women are 11-1. The women and men lost last Wednesday against Hutchinson, but then they bounced back on Saturday when they beat Northwest Kansas Technical College. So both teams doing really, really good this year, including the women. You know, they brought in the coach from, you know, he left Independence, came to Coffeyville, and he's pretty much like turned it around very quickly, and the women are doing fantastic this year.
They're doing really, really great.
And the men have lost to some really tough opponents. So it's, I mean, Hutch is, I think, number two in the country. So it's like anytime you have to go on the road to play Hutch, it's a tough deal. So, but they should get them back later on in the year. I think Hutch has to come back here. So that'll be a lot of fun. So definitely love seeing the basketball. We got some great basketball going on here in Coffeyville this year. So be sure to check that out. And those games will be on the radio on KUSN. Be sure to check our listings, and hopefully we can get those games on the air. Again, I have a director of marketing, Chris Adams, in studio today, talking about all the great things happening at Coffeyville. Lots of things going on. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have more for you right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.